A new technique might revolutionize how we grow our food. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Laura Rockos, adjunct professor of nutrition sciences at Monmouth University, profiles aeroponic gardening.
Aeroponics is a unique and increasingly popular gardening technique. The reason why it is appealing is because it is soilless and therefore amenable to a vertical irrigation design. In an aeroponic garden, the plants can be suspended in a tower-like apparatus where the water softly trickles onto the roots. This, in turn, promotes improved air circulation, which expedites plant growth. This horticulture technology is so simple and efficient that it is sanctioned by NASA, and you may have even noticed it in the Living with the Land attraction at Disneyland. As part of a healthcare initiative to promote clean eating, I have been traveling among school and civic communities to tout the benefits of growing your own fruits, vegetables, and herbs using aeroponic gardening. This growing method is extremely efficient because it uses far less water and space than any other methodology, and the plants are as clean and organic as they can get. I personally don't even wash the food that I harvest from my garden, and just about any edible plant can be grown, including cantaloupe and watermelon, but excluding root vegetables. Recently, I set up a garden with the students and physical education teacher at St. John the Apostle School in Clark, New Jersey. The garden was initially set up outdoors, but recently was moved to one of the science classrooms for the winter, where the plants are still growing like gangbusters. These students are not only learning about the benefits of growing your own food, but also acquiring an appreciation of the science behind aeroponic gardening.
That was Laura Rockos of Monmouth University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.